I don't think the Speaker has lost all credibility, but he's certainly damaged it. He's been forced into holding this debate. I suspect the future of Carol Mills, his nominee, is toast without the Vegemite. And it's been altogether the most unedifying experience over the last month and a half. It's not just a question of whether or not the Speaker is being biased or whether or not he's interrupted too many ministers or backbenchers. It's the style in which he does it. He enjoys belittling colleagues. He enjoys belittling members of Parliament. And really, that's not the way a Speaker should exercise authority. The Speaker's authority comes from his position as Speaker, but also comes from the respect that he has earned. And at the moment, John Bercow is having some difficulty in earning the respect that a Speaker needs. The irony is that I actually support many of the reforms that John Bercow is currently undertaking. But, you know, he has to do it in a consensual manner. He's tried to ram through certain decisions against the will of all the clerks, more importantly, against the will of Parliament, and he hasn't debated matters with members of Parliament. The committee which selected Carol Mills was rigged. It didn't include the deputy speakers who have to work with the clerk. All in all, the whole thing stinks.
And do you think this will ultimately end up costing Mr. Bercow his position as Speaker?
I have no idea.